Dear people who keep company with God, last year, the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 seemed significant to me. It was as if the Lord dropped that thought into my heart, but nothing else. Over the course of the year, I would bring it up in prayer, but heaven was silent. At the first of this year, I went back to it again, and still nothing, until one Sunday morning in February. On that Sunday morning, Becky was given a word that went like this: "You have a desire to give what exceeds your resources to give. God is going to give you the resources to give that will surpass your desire." Becky has always had a giving heart and discreetly gives money and things away constantly. She inherited this gift from her mother, who would literally give away all the food and money she had to care for the needy. Later that month, we were at a conference at the Founders Inn in Virginia Beach, where we heard Pat Robertson speaking, and he shared about the many miracles God did in building Regent University. As Pat spoke, I perceived the Lord was offering me the gift of giving. It was a gift I had never really considered for myself, but that night I received a supernatural impartation of the gift. The next day, Randy Clark prayed for me. He prayed I would have the gift of faith like Roland Baker. We all know the testimonies that swirl around Roland and Heidi Baker, so I was very eager to receive a gift of faith to go along with the gift of giving. Shortly after this, I read a testimony of a pastor and his wife who desired to give extravagantly, but like most pastors, did not have the resources to do so. He wrote a book and promised the Lord everything they earned on the book would be given to the kingdom. He made $2 million in 1 year on that book. I was so inspired by this testimony that I concluded I was going to open my own personal God account. God even gave me $210 to open the account. It's not a lot of money, and I could be like the disciples and say, "This is so little with the needs being so great." John 6:9. But like the miracle of the loaves and fishes, I expect the Lord to bless and multiply it and do miracles. We are in a time of great shaking, but I do not believe it is time for the people of God to draw back and cower in fear. In fact, I believe the desire of all nations, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be revealing himself. Haggai 2:6-9. I believe it is time for the Josephs, who have been tested and prepared for this day and hour, to begin to emerge. Psalm 105:16-22. These Josephs will be entrusted with great wealth, and the church will be filled with his glory and peace. We inherited a Joseph anointing through the spiritual DNA passed along to us, and like Joseph, we had to pay a great price for this calling. So I am asking the Lord to open a window of heaven now and pour out financial blessings and wealth upon us to the degree that we cannot contain it. And we will sow it all into his kingdom and for his glory. In the meantime, I am just going to keep giving him my 5 loaves and 2 fishes and look to see the miracles. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.